I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Brazil, 1965 to 1967. And after our first year of being volunteers, they encouraged us to travel. And so my journey has to do with the trip I made hitchhiking on a Brazilian Air Force plane. I wanted to travel with some friends, so Melody and I decided what we really wanted to do was to go up the Amazon River. And the Amazon was approximately 3,000 kilometers from where our sites were in the state of Espírito Santo. To get there, we would have to fly. Ground transportation really was not an option. The cost of a ticket was something we didn't have, and we had been told that sometimes people could fly for nothing on the Brazilian Air Force planes that would come through the major capitals. So we also were going to travel with two male volunteers, and they had money to fly, but we all went out to the airport on the same day, and the guys decided to buy tickets on a commercial flight, and Melody and I said we'd go into the cafe and see what happened. And sure enough, that afternoon, Air Force plane came in and a couple pilots came in, and Melody and I went and introduced ourselves. And between talking and flirting with them, we suggested that we fly on their plane to Salvador, which is where we wanted to go up on the coast, working our way up to the Amazon. They didn't say no. They were kind of surprised. And they said, sure, but it was a cargo flight and it was leaving in an hour. That didn't seem to bother us. And we got onto a cargo flight, which meant that we were strapped against the wall like we were boxes. And all down the middle was large cargo that was also strapped. The window alongside of where I was strapped had a little tiny bullet hole. And once that plane took off, it seemed everything and the plane that was loose was swishing towards that window. But we made it safe and sound, and when we got off the plane, the pilots were right there, and were they surprised when they saw that we had two male companions waiting for us at the airport. So after a couple days in Salvador, we decided, gee, this was too good of a deal. Why didn't all four of us try this method of transportation? But Melody and I knew that it would be necessary to hide the guys. And so we went out to the airport and said that there were four of us that would like to fly. And there were some pilots there, and they said, well, they weren't leaving until tomorrow. And yes, they were going up to Recife, which was the next port. And that sounded just perfect. And so the next day we showed up. They were surprised. There were two guys and two girls, but they let us all go. And so we got on the plane. This happened one more time. We made it up to Fortaleza, where we then spent 2 days in the airport waiting for an airplane to come in. We were further away from, we were in pretty remote areas, and so we just finally spent the money and bought a ticket. And so we succeeded in making it up to Belém, which is at the mouth of the Amazon. And then the four of us were going to go by boat, a seven-day boat trip up to Manaus. And at this point, we had spent a lot of money, and so therefore we decided to split the cost of the boat. We took a cabin that was going to be Melody and I so that we could protect our belongings, and then the guys were going to be on the other deck, which was only hammocks, and people cooked their own food and stuff. We got onto the boat, and we said to the guys, not a problem, because during the daytime they could come up on our deck, and, you know, we'd take food from where we were being fed, et cetera, to supplement their diet and make it more comfortable for them. That was not to be. They were not allowed off of their deck. And in actuality, the food that they ate was what we ate, left over with water added to it and soaked down. But that's a whole other story, a whole other journey on the way up to the Amazon. But we did make it by hitchhiking on an airplane.